أحمدك اللهم تبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك وجل ثناؤك ولا إله غيرك، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger and the prophet. And we ask Allah to shed his peace and the prayers upon the prophet and upon his household and his companions and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear fellow Muslims, it is the last Friday in Ramadan. It is the farewell Friday. It is the imminent departure of a beloved from us. And Allah knows whom amongst us will live to see it coming again. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam characterized Ramadan, أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره عتق من النار. Its beginning is mercy. Its middle is forgiveness. And its end is vindication from hellfire. But the question arises: was this the case for you? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells us that in Ramadan the gates of heaven are open, the gates of hell are closed, and the shaitans are chained in shackles. Was it the case for you? We refrained from food and drink and sex. And we hope to have fulfilled the requirements of our Lord from our fasting. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gives us the warning: how many a person who is fasting and his lot from his fasting is no more than hunger and thirst. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam warned us, referring to backbiting other people, that how many a person are fasting, indeed they have not those who keep eating the flesh of their own brother, as the Quran describes backbiting. We are the time when we should ask ourselves: have our fasting been accepted? Allah knows the answer, but you can search deep in your heart for some signals. Fetch deep in your heart, do you see any hatred or resentment at your fellow Muslim? Do you see any fellow Muslim whom you hurt and have not apologized yet? Do you know of any Muslim who hurt you and you have not forgiven yet? And let us match ourselves as an ummah to the Qur'an that Allah gave us as the gift of Ramadan, the same night as He gave us the gift of Muhammad as messenger. Can we as an Islamic ummah match ourselves with the Qur'an? Does the Qur'an say unite? Have we fulfilled? Does the Qur'an say cling to the rope of Allah, all of you, and do not disperse? Have we fulfilled or not? Does the Qur'an say you have to feel the confidence of the dignity of the mu'min inside your heart? Because Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Is this what is happening? Or do we live the day when Muslims pay the jizya to the kafirs in order to protect them? Have we made peace amongst each other or made war? Have we inspired love amongst one another or inspired hatred? Isn't a Muslim ummah fighting a Muslim ummah? Aren't the Muslims inside the one nation fighting one another? Aren't the Islamic centers in America against one another? And aren't factions inside the one Islamic center fighting one another? This is the critical test, my dear fellow Muslims. Don't take it for granted. And if you have to change things, you must change them. And Ramadan is all blessings. It frees us from the burdens and the calls of our flesh and blood. It frees us to live our souls and the spirit, and to transcend the hustle and the bustle of material life. And perhaps in a moment of honesty, each and every one of us would search deep in their hearts. Are they all right or not? Are they on the pattern described by the Quran or not? Are they doing the things that would have pleased the Prophet if he were with us today, or not? And if not, then hurry before it is over. For Ramadan is the bath. If you enter the bath and come out as dirty as you went in, you are the loser. Ramadan is the battery charger, and if you come out of it with a flat battery, you are the loser. And if by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ramadan could lift you up one step towards Allah, don't lose that step by the end of Ramadan. If you feel sad for the departure of Ramadan, don't let it go. If you cannot go with it, take it with you. Take Ramadan, its spirit, its meanings, its teaching, its idea, its ideology, take it with you for the rest of the year. Don't lose it. Ramadan is not confined by the 30 days of Ramadan. Ramadan is our annual drill of self-restraint and self-control, without which a human being should be an animal. And it is the lacking and the missing element in our society and in the world at large. The missing and the valuable element is self-restraint and self-control. Whether it is the boy that's shooting people on the highway, whether it is the rapist, whether it is the dishonest politician, whether it is the man high up who is doing inappropriate or immoral sexual relations, whether it is the media person who are happy and flourishing to propagate this rubbish, this smut, invading our very homes and spoiling the minds of our own children. All this goes back to the lack of self-restraint and self-control. Whether it is a strong nation attacking a poor nation, this is greed, it is selfishness, it is racism, it is prejudice, it is the desire to suck the blood of others, not in defense of our life, but of our lifestyles. And Ramadan visited us with a certain amount of sadness this year, seeing the innocent people being killed, seeing the children dying of hunger, whereas their own tyrant is getting fatter and fatter. Seeing that America consumes an ice cream every year, $8 billion leaking ice cream, and the people of Iraq and Africa and Asia are dying of hunger. The big countries can save the smaller countries and can rescue the third world. But to them, the third world is the other. The third world is for blood sucking. It is not to feel that they are brothers and sisters and to feel that humanity is a family. Things are going wrong in our time. And because something is going wrong, it has to be corrected. And the question is, who is to correct this? And the answers are many. But there is an answer which is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whom does Allah assign and nominate to change this corruption? It is you, my fellow Muslims. It is Allah making you the best nation presented to mankind and giving the reason for that, and the reason is you enjoying good and you forbid bad. The world is going astray, you have to take her aright. Yes, we are poor. Yes, we are feeble. Yes, they are wealthier. Yes, they are stronger. They have the atomic bomb. They have the wealth. They have the stooges amongst our rulers in the Islamic countries. And what do we have against that? We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are really devoting ourselves to Him, all we have to do is to wake up and realize that your responsibility is beyond yourself and your children, your family. Your responsibility goes to the whole world, and upon this you should plan. And this is the lesson of Ramadan. Ramadan is to match yourself with the Quran that you have been reciting every day and every night. And whatever the Quran wants you to be, you can make a list of this and you have to be it. Or else the Quran to you is something sliding over a smooth surface. It doesn't even wet it. The Quran should be our life. It is not just a book to read, it is a book to do and to live by. And the Quran is the amanah of Allah with you in this world. And upon keeping this amanah will be judged on the day of judgment. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes the Quran, Al-Quranu ma'dubatullahi fil ard. You are invited to the banquet. Allah invites you to a banquet. If anyone invites you, you would go. If your boss invites you to go, if the president invites you, you go. Allah is inviting you. And as the Prophet says, the Quran is Allah's banquet on earth. Are you going to answer the invitation or not? Are you going to take the Quran, open it, read it, understand it? Because it is a letter to you. Allama Iqbal used to hear from his father, "My son, read the Quran as if it were revealed unto you. Don't say it is for 1 billion Muslims, so my share of the Quran is 1 billionth. No. It is for each and every one. The Quran was not destined to go to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, but Muhammad was destined to convey it to you. Allah is talking to you in the Quran. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, means He is talking to you. So open your ears and open your heart and listen. And whatever Allah wants you to be, you should be. Or else you lost and you missed the Ramadan and the lesson of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us and keep the flame alive in our hearts, that we should be the best nation and implement it, that we should be responsible for the others and correct them. And if we are the real ones, if we are the real mu'mins, not just the fake mu'mins, not just the mu'mins by tongue and speech and our looks, if we are the mu'mins emanating from our heart, we will win whatever the forces against us are. Because the one who gives the victory is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we qualify for it, once we deserve it, it will come. And all we have to do is to work on ourselves in order to deserve Nasrullah, the victory of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سلوا ربكم
الحمد لله
بفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وتبعه إلى يوم الدين My dear fellow Muslims, it is Ramadan and one is sad to bid it farewell. But all we can do is to take the meanings of Ramadan with us and live them. Don't forget your beloved. Keep Ramadan in your heart and in your mind. Don't despair because they think they are better than us. We are better than them by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the time comes and the truth conflicts with falsity, then the truth will win. And all we have to do is to be the real truth. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when he says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And many people have not attained this yet. And there is an example in the Quran that says, قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. The group of Bedouin say, we attained to faith. No, say you have not attained to Iman, but say we became Muslims, we obey the rules, but Iman is yet to enter your hearts. When Iman you enter your hearts, you will know it, you will be a changed person. You will be a person in direct contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can keep approaching Him, and getting closer to Him, and closer to Him, until, as He says, He is your eyes to see, and your ears to hear, and your hand to do, and your feet to move about. And the sky is the limit. Let us take it from Ramadan. Let us take the firmament. Let us take the light and build upon it and let it grow in us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us to be the real ones whom He means by mu'mins, and to fill our hearts with His love and love of our fellow mu'min and a love of our fellow Muslim and of humanity, and enable us to do our horrendous task. But inshallah, we will do it. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ نَبَأَهُ بَعْدَ حِينَ اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل صيامنا وصلاتنا ونسكنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل لوجهك الكريم سعينا وعملنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اهد أمة الإسلام للإسلام اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم دافع عن الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم من كاد للإسلام فكده ومن بغى عليه فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك، وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.